So you used your acumen as a photographer and journalist to be the somewhat the default historian?
Yeah, that's it. The unofficial historian is what the rabbi calls me. I am not a historian. I don't have the educational or practical background to be a historian, but I did kind of, because some really weird things started showing up that we did this and we did that, and some of us who were original members said, where did this come from? Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody that joined about 5 years ago told us that this happened, and we said that that never happened.
What is the value of knowing the history of a congregation?
Well, it's the value of knowing the history of anything. If you don't know the history of anything, you don't know where you came from. And I find that's important. I did genealogy on my family. I used to dig pretty deeply. I'm in the Jewish Genealogy Society here. And as far as I could go, I could not get any more for not going to Europe. But I think knowing where you come from is very important. And I don't think some of the kids nowadays know this. I mean, in my era, the parents didn't say very much about what happened before. My mother never talked about what happened when she was in Russia, although except when her oldest sister stayed there, and she would get a letter once in a while. She'd tell me what was happening to her sister. But I think it's important that not only you know that you pass on to future generations, so they know. It's important, I think, to anybody, their own family and their city and their congregation. I just think it's a part of life that should not be dropped at the wayside, like so many studies. I mean, geography used to be important. You ask a kid where a country is, he can't even tell you the continent. And I think it's important to know what's happening in the world, too. I'm just a curious, even at this age, I'm a curious person.
Your curiosity, well, you know, it shows in you. You're actively teaching at Ollie. Mm-hmm. What do you teach there?
Photography. What else?
Okay, what else, right? And how many students do you usually have?
20 to 30.
That's terrific.
I got the evaluations yesterday, and my head's about this big.